Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every single day here on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. And in today's episode, which is episode 660, you are going to be guided in a theme that's a little different from what I usually share here on the podcast, but it's a very exciting theme that I think you'll enjoy. And I get a little bit personal by sharing with you the daily rituals that I do in my own life. And I'll be sharing that with you every day this week. And so I call this theme the Path to Peace, Energy, and Clarity. And I hope you enjoy this theme because I'm going to be switching up the podcast a bit and offering a couple brand new programs for those who want to go a little bit deeper into what meditation is all about and to explore it on a much deeper level. So I'll still be sharing the podcast, and the podcast will be more about the inspiration to get you started with your meditation for the day. And the membership site, it's going to be a monthly membership site, will be all about meditations. The guided meditation without the context that I leave at the beginning as I do on the podcast, but it will be a pure meditation. Now, there'll be two areas that you receive on the membership site where you receive the what I call the coaching. That's where I teach you something new, I answer questions, and give you inspiration to really build out your meditation ritual. But then I guide you through the meditation where it's just a complete, full guided meditation. I always feel, I have to admit, a little bit rushed when I guide you through the meditation on the podcast, because I know that, podcasts are usually, 15, 20 minutes. Sometimes I'll go half an hour, but I know that podcasts pretty much are not so much about really going deep into a meditation. And so I want to share more with you. And so that is why I decided to create a membership site. Now I'm going to be having some live webinars where I share exactly what I'm going to be doing to see if this is something that you might really enjoy as well, to see if it's a good fit for you. And as I mentioned, you'll be hearing a lot more about that. And in fact, if you go on our private Facebook group, which is a Facebook group of meditators from around the world, we're a very international group, and we participate in weekly challenges that are coincided with the weekly theme. And so I'll be sharing more with you. I'll be sharing some videos and a lot more with you. Of course, telling you about the opportunity to get involved with the membership site, which should be up in a week or two on the website. And I'll have a new website design, and I think it's going to be a lot more user-friendly. You can find your way around the meditations a lot easier because I do have now 660 meditations. So sometimes they're a little bit hard to organize on the website, and I've been working hard on that. So I'm very excited to release the new website design and the membership site for you. So I'll be telling you more about that throughout this week and next week. Well, as I mentioned, I really wanted to share with you, and I usually share this with private clients and in programs that I offer, I'll call it a blueprint that I do every day. And what I discovered, I've meditated now for 2 decades, and what I've discovered is that there are so many different areas in our life we want to work on. We want to work on our health, our focus. We just want some peace. We want strong relationships. We want to do well in our jobs or whatever it is that we happen to to share with the rest of the world. And we want to have some spirituality. We want to have fun. We want to do all these different things for ourselves. And it can get really overwhelming. That's why I always focus on a weekly theme, because I think it's so important to go a little deeper into one intention for the week, because it adds up. And if you can really focus on one thing a week and take it deeply within you and do different techniques around that particular theme and really explore it and experiment with it for a week, then after a month, we'll say, of course, 4 weeks in a month, usually, sometimes 5 weeks, then you are really feeling as though you're making some progress. You can look back and see, yeah, you know, I did this, or this didn't work out so well, but I tried it, and when I did it this way, it worked out better. You just feel like you're making progress, you're making strides, and I think that's so important to keeping you meditating and to keeping your meditations dynamic and consistent, to get you consistently showing up. And so what I did for myself, I went through a time in my life where I just wasn't able to make meditation happen. And I was really busy, and I had young children at the time, and my schedule was so erratic, and yet I really wanted all these improvements, and I knew I so needed a way to calm down and deal with stress triggers and anxiety and incredible insomnia that I used to have. And so what I realized was that, you know, I just couldn't do it all at once. It was so overwhelming. Basically, when I thought about my life and with people I coach and work with, I realized that most people want peace, but they want energy to do the things they want to do in their life. And they want clarity so that they're pursuing the best opportunities for themselves. And that may be what you find you want: peace, energy, and clarity. And so for myself, you can customize this any way you want for yourself, but I took each day of the week, I do a theme each week. I do those themes right along with you. And I do all those meditation techniques that I share with you. That's my meditation ritual. I simply share it with you. And all the rituals are, you know, my own creation. If ever I share something that I've learned from someone else or a book I read, I always let you know. And I leave that link or the source on the website so you can pursue it yourself. Well, every day of the week, I focus on one aspect of my life that's really important to me. And I kind of create a flow. If you think of your week and you think of when you start to really get your momentum and energy, for me, that's on a Monday. For most people I work with, but not all, it's on a Monday when you start your week. And so I really, you know, do a lot of mindset. That's why I do an affirmation that week. That's why I say the affirmation the way I do. I really take it to heart. Whatever affirmation I say throughout the week, I use it. I really focus on it. So Monday's kind of like a mindset day, focusing on the theme for the week, what I really want to adapt to my life, what I really want to accomplish. And then Tuesday, I focus on just one thing about my health. Wednesday, it's my spirit. And by spirit, I mean what keeps me going, something that is inspirational. Maybe it's a movie to uplift me, or a book, or having a conversation with a friend. Now, I want to mention that each of these daily focuses are just short little things I do. It's kind of like a game I play with myself. So I'll wake up and I'll think, okay, it's Monday. Oh, it's mindset, you know, Monday. So this is what I'm focusing on for the week. So I'll just make sure that I really say my intention for the week with a lot of extra energy. And then Tuesday, I'll wake up and think, okay, this is my health day, my body day, to work on my body or my health. So maybe I'll do an incredible workout or get a massage, or maybe I will just really eat healthy. I tend to create a new recipe for myself on that day, whether it's a new herbal recipe, or right now, some of you may know that I was in a car accident and I have some back injuries that I'm trying to heal without medication. So I'm trying to reduce the inflammation, and I'm trying to do that by eating anti-inflammatory food. And so I'll, you know, work on a recipe. It could just be something small, like I'll go for a walk on that day. And Wednesday, as I mentioned, I do something for my spirit where I just, you know, feel good about myself, read an inspirational quote even. And then Thursday is about goals. I'll think about, you know, what kind of progress I'm making on the goals that I set, or even just, you know, like clean out a drawer that's been driving me crazy in my house, you know, or because I've been really working on organizing our home. Just whatever goal it may be. It could be just something so simple, Googling a website or reaching out to somebody who knows some information that I need to help me move forward on my goal. And then Friday is always fun. I just really take it easy on Fridays, and I love to go out on Fridays, you know, to meet friends, or even just to go out on my own and, you know, go to a museum or a cafe or just something, because a lot of times my friends are busy or they can't get together, but I make sure that I do something that for me is a lot of fun. And then Saturday, I like to focus on relationships, because those are the days where most people have work off, not everybody, but I like to just have a lot of downtime and maybe reach out to someone I haven't communicated with in a while. I usually call my best friend on that day, or, you know, just get together with someone that maybe I want to get to know, or whatever it may be. But I focus on relationships. So I'll call some of my family members and just touch base. Sunday is always a reflection. And that's where I think about what happened throughout the week. And a lot of times this is not real formal. I love to keep a journal, but sometimes I don't always get around to doing that. But I'll just think about, you know, that didn't work so well for me this week, or I wish I would have, you know, done that. So let me try to do it again this week. But these are things that maybe might take a few minutes a day to do, or it could take an hour or a few hours. Just depends on what I'm working on and, you know, what that theme is in my life. It could be a theme that's really involving more of my focus, and it's more pending, it's more urgent for me to accomplish something, or it could just be something where I'd like to be moving in this direction. So let me explore this theme and do just little things for myself throughout the week. I know it sounds, you know, kind of like a game, and it really is like a game, but it makes me excited, and I feel at the end of the day, hey, at least I did my daily focus. And if I don't do my daily focus before I go to bed, I'll think of something even real quickly just to feel as though I'm making progress. And this, you know, may really work for you, or it might not, but I'm sharing with you what I do. And when I do share this with others, they tell me it just changes their life, that it really helps them put their life into perspective. So this is a longer podcast episode for sure. I wanted to explain to you what I'm going to be doing this week, because I'm going to be shifting the podcast more to sharing some of these daily rituals with you, because they're that effective, I find. So today, which happens to be for a Sunday where we start every new meditation series for the week, is about reflection. And so what I want you to reflect on is what you want to happen for yourself this week. And this is something that we're going to be focusing on every single day this week. So whatever you come up with for your own personal theme for the week, that's what you're going to be focusing on. So go ahead now and sit down in your meditation space. Sit up straight. Close your eyes gently. Keep them slightly uplifted as they're closed. And start to think about what you want to bring into your life this week. It could be something pretty important that you've been wanting to pursue and you think, well, let's do this, let's pursue it this week. Or maybe you're thinking, you know, I just don't have the energy. I just want to get through the week. You could just pick something like, you know, doing a little bit of self-care for yourself each day this week, something as simple as that. You choose, the choice is yours. So just think about that right now. Inhale through your nose deeply as you breathe and think about what you want to bring into your life this week. And exhale through your nose, releasing any self-doubt, releasing the cares of the previous week, just letting go. Getting ready for a brand new start. Now, relax your face and your jaw. Soften your throat. Relax your shoulders and feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your arms and your hands. Rest your hands in your lap with your palms upward or downward. Relax your stomach and let it hang out nice and soft, bringing all the oxygen your body cells need to carry you through this week. Relax your hips and your thighs. Let the tension release from your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Beautiful. Notice how you feel. Notice any tension in your body and gently let it go. Think about where you are holding tension and what's causing that tension. What could you do this week to relieve some of that tension? You can do this. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose. Notice your breath become calmer as you become more interiorized. You start to touch your own stillness. Imagine yourself walking down a path along the ocean. this winding upward toward a hilltop. You're walking, making your way along the path to the perfect spot to view the ocean, the wide expanse of the ocean below. There's a perfect place to sit. You're making your way up the hill on this path to the ideal location to sit and take in the vast expanse of the ocean. The wind is on your face as you climb higher. Seagulls are above you, flapping in the wind. Breathe in the salt air. You reach this spot, nestled right on the hilltop, and you sit down. You take in the wide expanse of the ocean, the immensity. Think of your life, all of you, you see the ocean spray rise as the waves crash on the shore below. Each little droplet of water merges back into the ocean. Each droplet of spray helps create the entire ocean. Think about what you can do in just one area of your life that could make a big difference for you right now. Go with whatever comes to mind first. Take this, seize it, and let this be your focus for the week. Continue your meditation, merging with the expansive sea below you. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.